David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Did you know that about 75% of people fear public speaking more than death? Yep, that's right. It sounds crazy, but fear of communication is super common, and it can really hold us back in life. Hey there, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving into a topic that can totally transform your personal and professional life: speaking with confidence and mastering assertive communication. Whether you're in a meeting, chatting with friends, or even speaking in front of a crowd, being confident in how you express yourself is key. So, let's get into it. Presentation of problem/challenge. Now, let's talk about some challenges we all face when trying to communicate assertively. A lot of us worry about how we'll be perceived. Will we come off as too aggressive? Or maybe we're scared of rejection. You know, that feeling when you want to speak up but hold back because you're worried about what others will think? It's super common. We might also struggle with not knowing how to express our thoughts clearly, leading to miscommunication. And who hasn't felt that awkward silence after trying to assert themselves? It can be really tough to navigate these feelings, but the good news is that you can overcome them. Exploration/development. So, how do we start building that confidence in our communication? First up, let's chat about body language. Your body speaks volumes before you even say a word. Standing tall, making eye contact, and using open gestures can signal confidence to others. Next, there's your tone of voice. It's not just what you say but how you say it. A calm and steady tone can make your words more powerful. Lastly, let's not forget about active listening. When you really listen to others, it not only helps you respond better but also shows that you respect their views. These techniques are super effective in making you feel more confident and assertive when communicating. Climax/key moment. Let me share a quick story that highlights the impact of assertive communication. A friend of mine was once in a work meeting where everyone was tiptoeing around a big issue. It was awkward, and no one wanted to be the first to speak up. But then, she took a deep breath, spoke clearly, and addressed the problem directly. The room fell silent for a moment, then everyone started chiming in, and they actually found a solution. That moment changed the entire tone of the meeting. It was a fantastic example of how assertive communication can break the ice and lead to real progress. So, to recap, if you want to speak with confidence, remember to focus on your body language, tone, and active listening skills. These strategies can really help you master assertive communication, making your interactions more effective and fulfilling. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever struggled with speaking up? Share your experiences in the comments below. And don't forget to check out my other videos on communication skills. Let's keep improving together. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.